Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power door, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo! Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We are here. Another week in Bravo. I mean, the star of the week obviously was Summer House. We saw the trailer and or the screener, sorry, and put our thoughts up right after on Patreon. You'll hear that dropped into this episode as well. Loved it though. Summer House.
I've been thinking more about Kyle and dumb Amanda. Okay, so Amanda. I'm more team Amanda than Kyle. You'll hear our thoughts, what we had right after. But I guess why did she go home from the bar without him if she was really that worried about him? I guess that's my only question that I don't think we talked about. Why do you think?
I mean, I think it's like they're drunk, right? That's the other thing you forget right. Is like that she's probably wasted.
Shit-faced.
I mean, who calls someone 30 times sober?
Justine.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah. a true psychopath. But I mean, my poor ex-boyfriend. It's like,
oh,
they were all
him,
drunk. But I think that's like the thing with Kyle and Amanda is like, I feel you. I am team Amanda too, but there, it takes two monkeys to tango in this fresh hell.
This isn't the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not the first time. It's not the 10th time. And it's like, it's again, the contract. Married. That's what I can't get over.
The contract is the biggest.
The shame of everyone involved to get to that point where you feel like that's
too
necessary
much.
Is like, I can't deal with that at all.
It's unbelievable. Crazy. And to say it out loud and let everybody know. Oh my God.
It's crazy. I'm going to say
Carl has lost too much weight. I like him a little thicker.
Great.
Okay.
Got it. I keep thinking like, I love him and Lindsay together. Like I'm very happy they're together. Really am. I just keep thinking like Lindsay's a bit of a rager and like, but I guess Carl's figured
she's
it out.
Down.
Like he works in alcohol sales. Like it's just, I really want him to stay sober. And I just keep thinking like,
I think he will.
What does that look like? Yeah, I guess.
Right. Yeah. She does like to drink and have her little cocktails, but maybe when she gets knocked up, I just don't feel any sexual connection between the two of them. I still don't. Even in pictures, it seems so friendly. But
maybe it's because you knew they were friends.
Yeah, I need to watch them have sex to really get sold.
That's always your rule. You just gotta watch.
I'm just joking. But Lindsay eating vagina. I missed some things that I rewatched. Oh no, that's the next week. Sorry, I watched the first 7 minutes of next week.
Oh, I was like, what?
And she's saying that she has done that. It's like, wow.
Oh, okay, good for her.
Fascinating.
What a thrill. Okay, this is. I will just say this about Summer House. There is nothing like Summer House on Bravo specifically.
Top tier.
Because I truly believe like it is unscripted television in a land where you have these Bravo set up lunches with housewives and bullshits. Like it's just so real and it's great.
It's like season one Vanderpump Rules almost. It took them a little bit
continues.
To get there, but it's delicious.
It's fantastic. And I mean, you have the same cast of characters and like you see so much from following the same people. Like Carl, for example, enormous growth.
Don't find him attractive
box.
Though.
No, he's like shifted.
I used to
like a, yeah,
yeah,
me too. That's funny. And then you see Kyle, like the other side of it, right? Where it's like, you see Kyle for five seasons, but there's been pretty much no growth.
Okay. I guess we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Wow. At first, I'm like, what is Kyle going to do this season to really make a storyline? And Amanda really laid it all out. How can he go face those parents of hers? He's a fucking loser. They should smack her in the face with the mailbox and not let her in the house.
If you have to have your fiance's sign a contract with your parents to pay back every penny if you break up, that means you've already broken up. Do you know what I mean? Like when Paige, I loved Paige. You could see it in the dark.
Paige and Ciara's
face when she said that, we're like, the fuck? Like they literally like were shocked. That's a shocking thing. If you're about to get married,
I was blown away. I was captivated, enthralled. I mean, I've been in a relationship where someone's a drunk like that and you can't get a hold of them. And where she has a gut instinct, she's got to roll with that. Kyle is going to fuck up again.
I mean, 28 calls. Like, see, it's two sides of the coin. Like Amanda, also psychotic behavior, but she's been pushed to an edge.
Yeah.
And Kyle answered.
She can't live like
called
this.
Two and FaceTimed her and been like, yo, I'm in the bar.
Right.
Here
no.
I'm my homie.
Oh, I'm not.
We're having
I'm
a great time.
Amanda. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it would have been over. No, in a second.
Everyone left. And he's stuck everybody at the left. Bar. He's 40 something years
That's
old.
Degenerate.
We're not in college. Grow the fuck up. We're getting married. His parents are at the point where her parents had to call a car service to go get him from somewhere a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I mean, Amanda is he didn't come.
Amanda's
home.
Done this. Oh, to get. I forgot. I
get
didn't
her.
Catch. Exactly. Oh, OK. Yeah, I thought they sent a car for him at the bar.
He was out
or
all night. No, like.
They came to get her from the apartment or something.
Yeah. And like save her from the apartment. Right. Red flag, red flag, red flag, regardless.
I mean, I just feel for Amanda because I just knows how it feels to be gaslit like that. And when he comes home and I can't, you can be free, but I could have seen if another guy was still there at the bar. He's alone.
Yeah.
And everyone's gone home.
He doesn't have Luke or like his drinking buddy. He's literally by himself.
Be single then, Kyle. Right.
And their fight in the bathroom the next morning where he's like, why am I the fucking one being yelled at? Oh, wow. Here we go. Another fucking miserable summer. It's like, man, this is day one and we are in a terrible state and your wedding is around the corner.
It's just crazy. Not Amanda. It doesn't seem like Amanda's natural like way that her life should have. She seems like such a mellow, loving, easygoing person. And she picked this guy that is making her crazy. It's just sad.
Yeah.
They got married.
Yeah. That's the other thing. It's like, we're seeing this.
I wish he would cheat on
her. Wedding photos. And it's like, oh my God. Like, and even
best night of my life,
right up to the wedding, it's going left and they still did it. Crazy.
And the way that he's at the table, imagine he's such a child. If he's at the dinner table, he's like, she wants a kid. She wants a house, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't want to grow up.
No, he's a Peter Pan. He does not want to grow up at all.
I feel bad for her.
I mean, did you
her
see
life's
in the
suck
trailer,
with him?
It's like he's $4 million in debt or something they say at one point. I mean, I think the level of stress that they are under and given everything that's happened, it's just a recipe for disaster.
And he's a drunk. He's a drunk who tried to blame Carl, calling Carl the drunk. You're just as a drunk, but you're more he does make me laugh when he's sitting down there eating. I do enjoy that.
I chuckled watching him,
but
enjoy
be
his
single.
Cookie.
I wish he'd lose her so that he could have a Scrooge McDuck, the Christmas Carol, whatever. And if he lost
and
her, he would really miss it.
Right.
She doesn't deserve this. She really picked the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Amanda? Do you believe in her as much as I do?
Believe in her?
I mean, she deserves so much better. That this shouldn't be her path.
She deserves better, but I mean, it's at this point, I mean, it's like, it's all in her face. Her parents had him sign a contract. She's still doing it. You know what I mean?
Imagine so if your parents sat down and made that happen. How embarrassing.
It's crazy.
What kind of man does that too? He's not a man. How unattractive.
It's crazy. I mean, it's just really, that was like a jaw dropping moment. And see, like, you get moments like that. And then on the flip side, you get Lindsay, like, 100% real, telling like Carl she was pregnant and like, and just laying it out there. And that was like a, and like that again, a real fucking conversation just out of nowhere. I mean, crazy.
I think Amanda triggers me. I think back to my, when I was young, it's like, God, I'm so stupid. I was put in that same position and I just wish Amanda could walk away. I just feel bad for her. Yeah. Lindsay at the table, at the dinner table.
Great. There's nothing like Lindsay where you see that fire go into her eyes where you're like, uh-oh, you pissed her off.
And they flash back to her sitting always at the end of that table almost. Yeah, she's always in that spot.
Losing it. And but you know what? This is why I love Carl, Danielle, and Carl's friendship. Lindsay's friendship is like they know, like Danielle knew what she was going through, so didn't say shit. But then Carl even sensed like something else happened. And like, again, it's just real friendships. Like, I appreciate
that. And if he wasn't sober, he would have pushed it with her and fought with her in the house. But he goes, it's just, my question is, when they're in the room together, do you feel a sexual tension? Because supposedly they're together now.
I know. I don't.
I don't. No.
Yeah. I don't either.
Not one bit.
I don't either. Yeah, I thought that was interesting too. On the flip side, I am thrilled with the Paige, Andrea, Craig trio. I love Paige, like just saying she's casually dating someone. I just feel like people didn't used to do that kind of shit. Just be like, oh yeah, whatever. We're not exclusive. We're having a good time.
Too.
Like a female to say that. I'm like, go ahead, Paige. I love it.
That he's so smoking hot. He is adorable. And he's more attractive on this show because he's chasing Paige.
Yes. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. I love him bringing her coffee and kissing her ass. Telling
but
her
I would pick Craig.
Pink and white.
I know people hate Craig, but there's something so genuine about him. I don't know. There was their Instagram. It was like 11 o'clock at night on New Year's Eve. And they were at home making pigs in a blanket together. I mean, my heart just soars.
Oh,
Paige and Craig.
Yeah. I love that.
I love it. Great. But he is very handsome. I think that the casting of the meathead is a waste of time.
There's always Maya's going to be a waste and he's going to be a waste.
But she's not break through the mold.
No, it's hard. It takes time. And I feel like you could have left it. You bring Craig in. It seems like they're going to bring Austin and just leave it there. You don't need randoms. You really
don't.
Yeah.
And Sierra's been a great addition. Mm-hmm. I love her and Paige sleeping in the bed together. They really crack me up. They have great chemistry together. Very love. Very wholesome friendship, it feels
like. And I can't wait for Luke to come. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to with this season. You get to see Craig and Paige's whole situation. You get to see this Kyle Amanda drama blow up. You get to see Luke. You get to see Carl, Lindsay. You get to see Lindsay, period. I'm so excited. I love
Lindsay was pregnant. What if she would have had a baby Justine style? That's crazy.
Crazy.
That's scary. That's sad that the baby passed away a week. She had I don't know how you phrase that. Oh, terrible.
I know.
I wasn't expecting that.
Me neither. When she said like something's going on, when Danielle said that and like the confessional, I thought it was going to be like some kind of health issue. So I wasn't like completely shocked, but
I didn't know what to think.
Like that. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe Danielle's she was still having sex with a 7-year-old man. Yeah. I could give a flying fuck about Danielle's life, but I like Danielle.
No, I like Danielle too. I think she's a fun. I love my favorite parts of Danielle watching her dance in the little videos of like all of them like drunk together. That's when it's fun.
I could have barfed when she goes. There's a medium between like she goes. That's the love of my life. I'm gonna marry him. I mean, it was really sweet. But I was like, all right, girl, don't curse yourself, okay? He's probably at the roundup.
I'm happy that they got a new house. I think that's exciting.
Yeah, the house is sick. And I love how they wait for everyone, for Kyle, the little baby, to come claim his room.
I know. Well, I mean, they should have the master, I think.
Yeah, but
they're deserving of it.
I would rather see Paige and Sierra sleeping in that bed. Kyle doesn't deserve anything. Amanda, though, she really, if you're breaking his stuff, it's never going to change, ever. She thinks it is. It's not going to.
No,
and their business, they're in a booze business. That's his job.
And they work together. You know what I mean? There's so many layers that make it so complicated.
And they put that they put on Instagram, like they're so happy in that wedding. I mean, she looks so pretty, and that's just unbelievable. It's really crazy.
Crazy.
What else happened? Just it's such a world with the COVID. You really, when they're just sitting at that table, it just seems so. Sarah was cute. Like, I'm so happy to be out to dinner. You could tell she's right? been cooped up.
That's how it is, you know. It's gonna be. I think it's gonna be a great season. I can't wait. It's good every year. Yeah.
Yeah, Winter House doesn't even hold a candle to this episode for me. I don't know. No. It really was a great starter.
Just by the end, it was like, come on, the two of them yelling, I had fun. I mean, come on. You can't ask for more.
2 pounds of meat, you're going to end up dead. That's not healthy.
No, it's crazy.
That guy eating 2 pounds of meat. No caveman could hunt down and keep up 2 pounds of meat a day. Your intestines are going to explode.
Disgusting. Ground turkey, kill me now.
Oh, I could never date someone who's sitting there just shoving protein in their mouth. I could kill someone over that.
No thanks.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, he's gonna bring nothing, I think, to the entire show.
He's lifeless.
Yeah, he's nice, but you've had these people before. They just fade entirely into the background.
His eyes are dead. Why would they cast him?
I don't know. It's a weird choice.
And Luke, are you that busy? You should be there for the opening episode.
Luke's always in Minnesota. He's like never there. I love it. He's got that family trip and he changes it for no one. Oh, it's good. All right, guys.
I just have to say, I would love to be Luke's girlfriend sitting around a fire with him in Minnesota. I really
Minnesota.
Would.
Yeah, I love Luke.
I do too.
Okay, so I would like to say something that may irritate a lot of the stands out there, but I find Salt Lake City unwatchable. Like, I literally could care less. I think it's such a weird cast and just like a weird,
it's like you're supposed
to care about, like, I don't even know what they're fighting about anymore, and I really don't care. I don't
Lisa
know.
Didn't make me laugh. She's like, I don't even know what you want me to. She doesn't know either.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I'm entirely confused.
I almost like Lisa this week. Yeah.
It's just a weird show.
It's an odd show.
I can't find myself invested in really anybody.
When people are dying over it, what are they dying over? After you watch Miami and you watch a show like where I'm so captivated, and then right. Salt Lake City, where Meredith, fire her. She doesn't want to be there. She says it out loud. Number two, she walks away from everything. Jenny is coming out with her racist, problematic posting.
I saw those, which
Mary,
is very racist.
I don't respect Mary. And Mary makes me laugh, but I still think she's a Looney Tune and scams people.
Supposedly her church is
boarded up.
Yeah, it's boarded up.
But she does make me laugh when she says things like, well, I just want the steak and let me. She's such an independent wackadoo that she's
100%.
Very entertaining.
Like when she even like said something when she was sitting at the dinner where I was like, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to engage with. I guess like there's not a pod within these weird groups here that I'm rooting for. I could care less about like who cares about Meredith. Like it doesn't matter to me, and I don't find it compelling. The
Whitney's upset about Mary.
Yeah, and Whitney like taking deep offense. Could care less. Like I don't know what that is.
And she's just making that up,
right?
She doesn't care either.
It's a weird
Jen Shaw. She's a criminal, probably. She says she's not. And she really is going full force that she has done nothing wrong.
Crazy.
But I love watching her. I can't help it. Sorry. Just in a
How
different way than
glam. How is she affording glam on vacation?
It's wild.
How are you not consumed with like
going to jail,
overarching fear and anxiety and guilt if you're facing fucking federal charges and have $1 million like attorney retainer? I don't understand how she's just out here. Like
you could be gone for a long time.
And if you were really innocent, wouldn't you be like screaming from the mountaintops and like flipping out? And like
she seems to be, I feel like
kind of.
I'm not a criminal, but she is I don't want people to think we think she's not guilty. We do.
No.
But yeah. We find it fascinating that she is so
the balls,
out there, and she's the filming
on this woman. Right.
And I want to feel, I want to love... send my love to Tonga. I hope I'm saying that right and not saying that wrong about that poor island. That's where that her family, her, she's got family from. God, oh. That poor island with the earthquake. If the California coast got some of it, can you imagine being there when that happened? Oh my God. What a fear.
I would be terrible. Really interested to know what people like. What do people like? If you like it, please DM us, Escape Trolley Podcast, Twitter, Escape Two Pod, whatever. Let me know.
I love Whitney and Heather. I do like their friendship, but Heather, I don't know. I just find it to be a very odd season. And Lisa,
yeah,
Meredith walking away and she doesn't want to take the bus and the whole vagina. Okay. There's a lot that they're not saying though. They're both supposedly, Jen Shaw and Meredith were both sleeping with Harry Dubin. That's the rumor. Rumor is that Jen Shaw ate Meredith out in a bar and said that her vagina was fishy. That's another rumor out there. And then that's why Meredith has issues with her. And on that podcast bitch sesh, they had the Uber driver who picked Jen Shaw up that night from Heather's. And he claims that he picked her up and dropped her off at some guy's house, then picked her up again and saw that Lisa was calling Jen Shaw's phone at like 1 a.m, really late into the evening that night. And then that there's a lot of things I think this cast is getting wrong because they're not saying it on camera. I think there's a lot of underlying things.
Right. And that's like, that also irritates me. Like, why are there all these unsaid conversations? They should be at the forefront. That's going to add to like us actually being invested in this shit. Because it is, again, like they've had all these surface conversations, even around the Cameron stuff. It was like very surface. We can't say, but we can't, but we know something, but we can't. It's like, then just say it. Because what are we doing
to watch that? And Jenny, obviously, she never really came off likable to us. And
no,
now we know why.
And now I know why, because she's a racist fuck.
Yeah. So, you know, Mary, the whole crew, Mary, Meredith, and Jenny, what are they going to recast the whole cast season 3? That's Dallas territory,
right?
The show's
I
don't know.
No Miami.
Sorry, everyone.
I would like to discuss the end of Portia.
Oh my God.
I have so many. I am so left with like, what a bad look this is for Portia. Why did she do this? I felt like with Atlanta, there was so much growth in how they were portraying Portia, like especially this last season. Like she's out there protesting and she's like this woman with this strong, confident, like, and then I'm
this
just
show
like,
made
this
her
is
seem
like
a spoiled brat.
12-year-old.
Yeah.
Like the way she's act that last scene with Dennis, I was just like, why are
I
you
hated
acting
it.
Like this?
I know. Like not telling him where he's going to live, where his daughter's going to live. In that area.
And the way she was answering him was like a petulant child. Like she was trying to piss him off. Like
made my stomach turn for him.
Yes. She may be, I would just like to say this, and I don't want to say it because I love Portia, but she may be a terrible person.
Oh yeah, she is. Yeah. Like she's coming off like it.
That's what I was left with, was like the person selfish. That I thought was like, yeah, it's just
who was growing has taken. Yeah.
Yes. And the scene with her cousin when she flipped out, walked away with productions like, fuck this, I'm not doing this shit. And then she came back and was like, it's okay. Like,
I know.
Say what you want. I was like, that's fake as fuck.
I felt bad for her cousin. Her cousin's in college. She's just being a kid and she's supposed to worry about Portia, who's in some bad marriage. And like, the poor cousin is just trying to, and then she fired her over a mistake. Like obviously her cousin didn't want to ruin her stupid Chanel purse. Was it Chanel?
Yes,
I feel bad for the poor cousin.
Well, then even when she was like, we should have never had this meeting. We should have just kept sweeping it under the rug. And like, that's the thing with Portia is like, she can't actually deal with somebody who's going to call her out on her
Queen
shit
Portia.
Or really ask her anything. like Dennis makes one comment where they're talking co-parent. He's like, let's create. Yeah, we're going to create a plan. Then she's like flipping out. It's like there's just there's a real childlike quality to Portia that I do not enjoy watching at all.
I love the aunt is what the world needs more of.
She's
what fantastic. A beautiful soul. I love her. Beautiful. I could watch her endlessly. To me
too.
That I do. I've turned a page on Oprah. I do. I like Oprah. I saw a TikTok where Gayle King's daughter had a baby and Oprah decorated the whole house for this little baby. It's not even her blood baby and welcomed the baby, blah, blah, blah. Oprah does a lot of good. I didn't really buy all the time Oprah's talk show, but I have said I loved her behind the scenes show. I feel like her aunt she could be the new Oprah. I love her. She's so sweet.
Great. And I love her also, like, I don't know. Again, I don't know when we became Dennis defenders, but like
beautiful
the
soul.
The stuff she says to Dennis, like, I appreciate someone acknowledging, just like saying to him, like, you are a good black father. Like,
yeah.
It's good to see and act like just to have somebody say that to Dennis and mm-hmm. be like, you're doing the right thing. Like, you're
who's not your
here.
Birth
like,
mom. Right.
Right. I feel like that's important because as we can see here, Dennis is trying.
He's a good dad.
He's trying to be a good father. And you have to acknowledge that because it's a chaotic situation, obviously.
Thank God Portia lets him see the kid.
Yeah. I think what bothers me is like, there's a sense to Portia, like she's holier than thou in terms of like her decisions are like, no one can question them. And she's like doing exactly what's right for her family in quotation marks. And she kept saying her family and saying like me, Simon and PJ. And it's like,
yeah.
This is a 3-month relationship. Like
you're not even
your
married.
Family.
Yeah.
You need to think about who's actually going to last the test of time, not the fifth marriage for this person. I don't know.
I don't see them getting married.
I don't either. I hope not. I don't even know. This show makes me not even want to engage with Portia anymore.
I know if I wouldn't have finished, it was making my stomach turn a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Now, with Simon, he said to the sweet aunt, I should know her name if I think she's so great.
Oh,
did
yeah.
he say to her, you should be taking that? He was referencing that they should be treating Portia better.
Right. Right.
I loved her face.
I loved her face too. I also love the shade where she was like, there are two sides of the Hosea Williams family. And you have the Diane side. Like she was
or Aunt Diane.
Shade.
I love Diane. I'm a Diane defender too. What do you think about Lauren's? What's really going through Lauren's brain with this? Is she just getting a paycheck with Portia so she's going to put up with it? Or what the hell goes on with that?
I mean, I don't know. I think she knows her sister, right? How many years has it been of this bullshit? So I guess she kind of like just deals with it.
Do you think Portia would block her out?
I don't know. I put nothing past Portia at this point after the shit I witnessed here. Oh, that was the other thing that pissed me off when they were talking about the fight and she said, Dennis, apologize. And the producer was like, did you apologize? And she was like, no,
it's like, I don't appreciate
that. Like that. It's like, what? You were trying to throw mics and like whatever at people. Like you should be apologizing regardless of what set you off.
Dennis is so calm. I give him a lot of credit.
I do.
And he does want to be a part of PJ's life and PJ and him seem like they have a really sweet bond.
Yeah, they do.
And she's a cute little kid. Oh my God. Is she growing up to be adorable as a little button? Oh my God.
Very cute.
She is cute.
I would like them for all to find happiness. Honestly, the show was not.
The spark I feel between her and Dennis, even in that argument at the end, is so different than when she's cooking dinner for her. Seems like her dad. Mm-hmm. She's such a subservient to Simon, but her and Dennis seem like they are an equal relationship and that it's like,
well,
she's a
subservient with what's his face too,
you know,
Cordell. Like she plays that role.
And Dennis and her, they seem like they had a real relationship. I wish Dennis didn't screw it up because obviously it really hurt Portia. But
just terrible judgment. Portia has terrible judgment. Especially
I know
men.
Dennis is a lovable guy. I know that you can't forgive people for certain things, but I know he. I don't know. That's a sad situation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Opinions. Jen's innocent. Dennis is a star. Oh god.
I think Jen is gonna go to, I wonder. I wish we could watch the whole trial on cam. I would pay to watch it. She's going to prison.
I think she might
or
be.
Jail or wherever the hell she's going.
We'll see. All right. What would you like to talk, OC or Miami?
Let's save the best for last. Leave everybody on a happy note.
I'll just mimic my Salt Lake City thoughts for Orange County, which is like, I could care less. I really like, the only thing that's kind of interesting to me is watching like Heather trying to like corral all these women and like Noelle being psychotic. But I found most of this episode to be a snooze.
They really have screwed up. They thought that they had something here. Why not build the stupid show around if Emily and Chan or Jean, what are their name? Emily and Gina, if they're really friends, make the show around them. Why are you putting all these, not even that I'd want that, but
right.
Like Miami, you see these women are actually friends.
Yes. Yes.
Why on Orange County, that awkward talk between Heather and Jen, you know, she's so blah. I can't remember her name where we learned she had a bone tumor. They're just getting to know each other. I don't want that. Noella doesn't know these people. Heather thinks she's better than everybody. It's it's Queen Heather and the peasants is pretty much this stupid show.
It's like they filled roles without thinking at all about like what makes a good housewives cast or something, because it's really like, it's not even two groups of friends. Like sometimes that's what it is. And it's still weird. This is like maybe three or four different pockets of people that really had no connection.
Even keeping, you know, now Tamara and Teddy are friends on their stupid podcast.
Yeah.
Even if they, I think that they should have, I would rather it be Vicky. I know people don't want to hear this. Vicky, Tamara, even if you brought Teddy on, she's more OC than she is Beverly Hills, as annoying as she was. And not that I want Teddy, but say she's really friends with Tamara, supposedly. But and Shannon and Vicky and Tamara had a real friendship. They grew to be real friends.
Right.
And then if you had Heather Dubrow, then they were really friends. Then they really have some type of history in a show there. But this because show is just like- dead.
It feels dead.
Weird.
Like the scene where Emily and Gina were like picking rooms. They're like, we need to share a room. Like we have to share a room. It was like, I just was sitting there like comparing them to the greats of the two people who always share a room, like Ramona and Sonia. And
right.
I was like, what do they think? They're them. Like, there's just not like that compelling, like I'll watch whoever do anything. I will watch none of them do anything. like I don't have an interest.
Horseback in riding. I must say Emily looked great
she
in that bathing suit.
Smooth on a horse. Smooth
and
as hell.
She looked beautiful. I mean, it's so refreshing to see. And I don't even want to say normal bodied person, but someone who's not only eating carbs when they're not at home, like Heather fucking Dubrow, right, just a normal person. She looked great. She looked healthy and toned and vivacious. I mean,
she looked great. The first 15 minutes of the episode were like different people discussing packing. Like literally, that was the first 15 minutes. Episode, and what are we on? 4 or 5? I don't even know.
I know that Noella only bought her, I guess it's Cards of Humanity, what's the name of it? And it's the Pride package. But still, the girl's 17, and if it's all about sex, let one of her friends buy her that, not a mom a weird friend. Gift. It's odd. I mean,
it's very odd. Noelle is odd. There's an unsettling energy to her that I do not enjoy watching. Like, to me, makes me uncomfortable.
Get the banana out and teach your kid how to put a condom on with it and show him how she'd suck the banana's dick. You know, that she's like that.
Yeah.
She seems like she would have taken the Quaalude and hopped on Hugh Hefner's dick, and she could have been on The Girls Next Door. Doesn't she remind you of a Holly Madison type person? She's acting the whole way through. We don't know who Noella is. To me, it's like Melrose Place.
Yeah, she's just, there's something very inauthentic.
All
about
fake.
Her. Yeah.
And then when she walks in,
I feel like she has a different voice.
Yes. And then they all left for dinner. Obviously, Heather could give a shit about you. And they maybe someone should have stayed. Who knows if that was all planned for whatever. And then all of a sudden, she's finding them at the dinner. And then when she drinks her margarita, she's like, oh, this is needed. It just seems so desperate. Housewives. Scripted.
What a long day. Like, what? You just flew
she's
to Cabo
coming across like a
West
lunatic.
Coast. Like a psychopath. Yeah, I don't enjoy her energy at all.
I don't want to hear about Heather building another house. It's enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I thought I was going to enjoy Heather more than I do.
People are going to leave us like, if you hate the show, don't watch it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a weird season.
I
can easily not watch another episode and be fine. Like, I
then they
know,
got this
even
Nicole,
when it's on my DVR, I'm like, ugh.
Who is a terrible person. I guess I heard that Heather got her fired. Another person said she wouldn't get vaxxed, so that's why she's not on the show.
Oh,
either
okay.
way.
All right. Well, good riddance. It's a waste. A waste of an hour, I think.
And Shannon seems...
It could be better.
Mentally not there. She seems sad, doesn't she? This whole episode?
She seems sad to me for years. Like years
Something
of
weird
sadness.
About her this trip.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a mess.
It was odd... They want it to be so fun, but
yeah, they're trying ish. All right, let's talk the real fun, Miami.
Sorry, everyone.
Listen, I'm not going to apologize for my valid opinion. if you think OC is great, then we have different tastes in television. That's just how I feel. Like Miami, see, again, this is why Miami is great to me. Like the ending scene of all of them at the dinner. Loved
Fantastic.
It. Love Marisol just coming for Nicole full on and like standing in her
Delicious.
Truth. But then I also love the friendship of Marisol and Alexia, where like probably Marisol did say that, but like Alexia will just never believe that she actually did.
No,
and
Alexia will, said it. Right.
Oh, that Alexia said it about Marisol. And like they will never, they just won't. I guarantee you they're
I don't
just
know
not
if she would say
it.
That. It seemed like their friendship is true. Or do you think it's a Sonia Ramona where they do kind of say nasty things about each other, but they do love each other? That would make me sad.
It does seem like a true friendship. I think you're right. Like I don't
feel like Alexia Marisol... would say that, but then she's swearing on her child's life, which is sick. But
I know.
Why would someone get married for credibility? Credibility for what? I guess is the
and
guy
who? He's not famous or
to-do
something.
Person like, in the
right.
It's not Enrique Iglesias or what's J-Lo's ex-husband
A-Rod.
Mark Anthony.
Oh,
I mean,
Mark Anthony. Right.
She's married to some old man who probably has to take Viagra to get his dick hard. I don't know.
Right. I love their friendship and I want to believe that it's real and pure.
It
like,
is
the way that where Marisol was like when she was doing her makeup and she was like, kiss mama. And like Alexia literally like kissed her and was like, I love you. Like I believed that. Like, I think they're true friends.
My heart hurt for Marisol. If that is, that would hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the way that Alexia handled it, she was so calm about it.
Right.
Does she remind you of Teresa Giudice or is it just me?
No.
She doesn't. No? Okay. No. I don't know why I get that Teresa vibe from her, but she's definitely a little bit sharper.
I don't know why, but she's low-key become one of my favorites here. I really enjoy her. I think her fashion is phenomenal. She's got a real messy life that makes for great television. She's not afraid to like call people out and talk shit. I mean, I loved her and Lisa going at it over the room situation. Like Lisa being like, I'm not going to share a room. It's like, what?
I appreciate Lisa for that. I agree. If we're all that loaded and they're staying in a $50,000, if you're spending $50K a night or the night before,
yeah, everybody should have their own room.
And get two houses. I don't want to sleep in bed with somebody. I didn't even want to share a bed with my twin brother where I was birthed in the same freaking time with him.
Yeah. I don't have a problem sharing rooms personally, but like I would like my own.
I guess it doesn't matter, but I would like my own bed. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Marisol when she was like, I think the room selection should go to the host, eldest to infants. Like, I love her. She was like,
she looks the same age as all those bitches.
Yeah, she looks good. She looks good.
She really, when they did the flashback, she's managed really well.
I think Adriana has kind of not. I don't want to talk about who's aged the worst, but she does not look very healthy to me.
No,
like very those boobs look face.
Painful.
Oof. God, when you saw the flashback of her where her boobs were not like that, I was like, that looks much more comfortable.
Where are the nipples?
I mean, they're blurred out.
I want to see those not blurred out. It looked like there was no nipple, I guess, because it was blurred out, but it was blurred out in such an odd way. I guess they do that with Tamara, too. Fake boobs like that, they look so unhealthy to me. And I just can't believe people's that type of problem on their body. It seems like it would drive me nuts after a while.
I know. It is a lot. And you're always just tits forward.
And the ass.
It's a choice.
Larsa looks deformed.
I
can't with the way from the side angle, she would look so much better with a normal ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Larsa like woke up this episode.
Yeah,
like she came out of like whatever fog she was in and was like, oh, I'm on this show. I'm gonna like actually say things. I love when she said,
"Watch your mouth." Yeah, I love that.
You need to watch your fucking mouth. I was like, yes.
I loved when she said that because she has a real good sassy tone about her.
She does.
She's
like
fun.
When Lisa tried to say something, she was like, "Stay out of it," like you normally do. I was like, "Oh, okay, all right, Larsa."
I loved it.
I think Nicole is kind of caught. Like I think. She was trying to like say that she is like this great person who doesn't judge anybody, but I think she probably did talk a lot of shit and got, I don't trust her either. I don't know why. I agree with Marisol. I do not like her and I cannot put my finger on why I do not, but I just don't.
And she's an outsider to the group and poor Lisa and Lenny. And then when she said my ex Lenny, and Lisa's like, Lenny, yours is Lenny too. Her face after she's like, oh, okay. Lisa really handles things well.
Yeah. I love her bringing her hairstylist to the Hamptons. Like
everybody got so upset about that. The money that they have.
They got that kind of money, I think.
And I love Alexia. Marisol was my mirror. I asked her, how do I look? She said, you look great. They're so cute. I don't know.
I love the two of them.
I'd be heartbroken.
I really do. Me too. Where does Alexia get her money? Like what did the ex-husbands do?
He's probably a real estate person or something.
Because when she was packing, it was like pure tags and like opulence. Like, I feel like she has a lot of money. I don't know. I could be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does. I don't think it comes from Todd or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
I love how upset they are over a wedding venue. That's just so funny to me. They're like, life has so many problems. I wish that was my biggest issue.
God, right.
And I know she's got the. I feel bad for her son and everything. I know that that's a problem too, but she's just crying over that. It's just funny.
And like Alexia, or I mean like Marisol holding her, like she, and I love them how they like flip between Spanish and English. And I feel like when they're really trying to emote, like really trying to say what they want to say, they say it in Spanish, which I love.
I'd watch the whole show in Spanish. I love it.
I would too. I 100% would. Yeah.
I live for
it. That would be great. Yeah. And then I love that they also translate for other people. Like Alexia said something in Spanish when they were like fighting over the room. And then she said it again in English to be like, this is what I.
Yeah. Yeah. I love. Like, I know. She's like, oh, I forgot we're on a TV show. I got to say
it.
Right. They are. Yeah. Julia's weird. I like her.
Very odd.
But
I do too.
Her and Adriana, lesbian relationships can't be much different than straight. Poor Martina. She's calling her up and saying that she's naked in the bathtub and Martina handled
it pretty
well. I
guess we don't
know
the details of their relationship. Like maybe they have more of an open vibe than
not after that foot rub. I don't think Martina seemed like it wasn't.
No, but like,
but you she's open be in with a her room and telling
with
her,
Julia, yeah, and Adriana, not think there's a vibe there,
not like, feel it, right?
Everybody's talking about, oh, they're sharing a bed. Maybe tonight you guys will consummate. Like, that's essentially what they were saying. You know,
can you imagine? Kiki, very what well. A babe she is. She's been drinking that coffee and she's got a caca. She made me laugh. Funny. She's beautiful. She's, my God.
Right.
What a babe.
What's the point? She's like, they have not shared.
I don't know if she's a housewife. I think she's just a friend along for the ride, right?
Okay. Okay.
I think so. Yeah. I don't think she's a housewife. I just learned her name this episode.
Yeah.
I think she's been good friends with Larsa.
Right.
I feel because Larsa had her be the model.
Okay.
That's what I feel like. I don't know. They don't really even explain if she's not a housewife, why she's there all the time. Yeah. And Gertie, you got to be there, Gertie. If you're going to be in the show, you got to be there for this big night.
Right.
You can't miss a night. Larsa should have been there for the other Miami night.
Larsa's good. Larsa, this was her episode for me where I was like, oh, okay, Larsa, I see your purpose. Mm-hmm. I now see why you're here. And it's fun. Yeah, I'm enjoying her. I love Miami.
I get the only room. But Lisa was willing to sleep in Larsa's room, but not.
Right.
But after they fight, you can see the real friendships where Lisa and Marisol go hug and they're laughing and they're drunk. That's what is housewives.
That's what you need. Yeah. I mean, the best housewives that in our opinions are the ones where they can cuss each other out and then the next day they're laughing and whatever. The worst are the ones like OC where we fight about a cup for, or, you know, like
in Salt Lake City, like, what are they even fighting about?
Exactly. Like, we don't even know. Like, even Whitney said something at the dinner I meant to bring up when we were talking about the episode, which she's like, I mean, if nobody here, like, even likes each other, why are we here? It was like, yeah, exactly. Why are we here? Why are we all here?
And Bravo is such a hard on for these, that's franchise. They'll be back.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, people were in uproar over their clothes,
right,
at the reunion.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to be playing the Bravo Girls Trip starting February 2nd or 8th, one of those days on Bravo. So they must know they have gold there, but not enough people watched it on Peacock.
Oh, so it's moving to Bravo.
They're going
to
show it on Bravo, not the new episode, what we've already seen.
Oh, okay. Credit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just interesting.
Yeah. The streaming. I saw somebody put up a tweet that was like, could we just put all those streaming platforms in one thing and call it cable? That's how ridiculous it's gotten now.
It is.
You have everything, but you have nothing. And then, you know, it's like, what are we? I don't know.
And they're going to, Miami is gold, just like it was. And they're going to screw it up somehow because it's on Peacock. And they won't think enough people have watched it. When if it was on Bravo, it would be soaring for them.
Yeah. Just let it do its thing. You don't need to mess with it. I'm enjoying it.
A couple of things that I watched. Oh, I know you never watched How I Met Your Mother, but I watched How I Met Your Father with.
Oh, okay.
And that's on Hulu. And that it's either make Netflix the thing where everything is. You know, I had to get a Hulu membership. It's just like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady has this great documentary out, even though I got issues with Tom Brady. He puts out this great documentary about each Super Bowl he's in. Fascinating, hardworking guy, inspirational. Everybody has their issues with him. But then he goes and throws the tablet and acts like a baby after he's been a quarterback for 20 years and he can't lose the correct way. Everybody has to lose sometime, Tommy. And then he's on the show acting like he's some savior from the Lord. And then he's in real life acting like a baby throwing tablets. Just pisses me off. Sorry, I had to get that out.
I love it.
But How I Met Your Father.
Yeah, how was
show.
It?
It was cute. Okay.
That seems like something you would enjoy.
Yeah, I do. It was cute. Tyler is jacking off to Hillary Duff. He's really got a hard on for her.
Oh, she looks good. She's aged well. I like that she's aged like naturally, but looks really good. I watch, let's see, other random things. I think I told you Stay Close on Netflix if anyone's looking for British crime. I finished Yellow Jackets on Showtime. Sick show. Like, sick. Like, I told you, I had to watch other things after it. Like, fucked you up mentally, but very good.
Even the Squid Games didn't do that to you.
No, Squid Game, I was like, whatever. Yeah, there was something really like gory and like just kind of creepy about Yellow Jackets in a good way. Like, it was well done.
Well, the actresses that they have on there have a creepy vibe. Like,
Christina Ricci is acting her ass off. Like, she's phenomenal in that show. She's getting nominated.
Remember that movie with Samuel L. Jackson? I think Justin Timberlake was in it too.
Oh, yeah.
Another creepy movie. Everything she's in is creepy. Now and then, that'll give you nightmares.
I love Now and Then. That'll give you nightmares.
There's just this, it's just got a life will flash before your eyes undertone. Do you know what I mean? Movies like that scares me.
Right, yeah. Yellow Jackets, same thing, because they're in high school and then it's like 20 years later. And so they're playing them as.
And I must say, I watched And Just Like That. We're going to talk about it on Patreon. But I freaking loved this episode. People hate the show. I mean, they're growing. It's kind of nice. It shows. I think this episode was great. Did you watch it yet?
No, okay.
I loved it. Charlotte's storyline in this episode is great. I loved it. Yeah. I can't say. I look forward to it.
All right, friends.
I'm sick.
We'll be back with Love During Lockup. That'll be next in your earbuds.
We're talking to Ty from Love After Lockup.
Mortician. So. Can't wait. Send us your questions.
Maybe. I can't wait.
We love you guys. We'll be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.